The question today is, when, where, and how will the saints be judged? Or I could say, where first, as we deal with and think about this. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10, he said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." In other words, everyone that's here is talking in context. The "we" refers to the saints to whom the book of Corinthians was written to, the saints at the church at Corinth. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So the saints will stand before the Bema seat, is what that is, the Bema seat. You realize we do not have a general resurrection and a general judgment, as we've dealt with before in another question. Therefore, the saints will be judged at a different time from the lost. So where will the saints be judged? They will be judged at the Bema seat, or the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the "we" is definitely referring to the saints, because chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians verse 1 said, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in heavens." And in other words, he's talking about a building not made with hands. This earthly tabernacle will be dissolved. We'll either die or be changed at the rapture and be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And there we'll be at the judgment seat there. And, of course, the "where" is the judgment seat of Christ. And, of course, that's in the third heaven there, where God the Father sits on the throne. And then, of course, we know also that it's not just where will the saints be judged, but when. When is this time? Well, it's immediately after the rapture, after it occurs. And that's why some people say, well, there's going to be some saved after the rapture. Well, if that's the case, there'd have to be two judgment seats, and there'd have to be two raptures. Then the Bible only talks about one judgment seat and one rapture that I can see anywhere. I know that there wouldn't be but one judgment seat, because even if there were two raptures, which there's not, but if there was, then no man could be judged until everybody got there. Why? Because there'd be dividends going, adding to their account, interest in a sense, adding to their account. Paul can't, some people say when a man dies, he goes on to his reward. That's not scriptural. It's not what he said. When a man dies, the soul and spirit leaves out of the body and goes to be with the Lord, but then the Lord will come back one day, and when he comes back, and by the way, he says this in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verse number 27. He said, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." He's not talking about the lost mankind, but when he comes in the glory with his angels, he's coming back in the rapture, and then he shall reward every man. So right after the rapture is when the rewards will be passed out there at the judgment seat of Christ in heaven. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 6 through 8, Paul's talking, and he said in verse 6 of chapter 4, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." In other words, Paul knew that he didn't have long to live. In fact, he was probably in prison at that time, and as a result, and he was in prison at that time, and he knew his head was going to roll, and it wouldn't be long till his head would be cut off, and he'd become a martyr. But he said, "I'm ready. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I have kept my course. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Not when he dies, not when he goes to heaven, but at that day, "and not to me only, but also on all them also that love his appearing." In other words, that day is when after the rapture, there's the judgment seat of Christ. We'll be carrying on and ensuing there in heaven, and as a result, we'll be every man that loves his appearing. And by the way, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:28, basically it's saying this. It says, "No, the Lord's going to only appear the second time without sin, unto salvation without sin, to those who are looking." And I didn't quote that exactly right, but that's the gist of that verse. And in other words, those who are looking. Now today there's many people who say they're saved, but they're not looking for the Lord to come back again. they're not looking. Now, two things. One thing is the reason they're not, many of them's not saved. Many of them's tares, been placed in the church by the angel of light, deceiving them and leading them astray in some, and short-circuiting the work of the Holy Spirit in some lives by well-meaning preachers and soul winners, so-called. And I don't like that term. The Bible term's a witness. But yet, there's many that are not saved, and therefore they're not looking for the Lord to come back again. Also, there's some things that must happen. Number two, the reason they're not looking, that we see, there's something must happen and occur that will cause man to look for the Lord to come back again. And I believe that's true. I believe there's some things going to happen in this earth. Somebody said, well, the Lord can come tonight. Well, I understand that, the principle of that. But folks, the Lord's not going to come till He has fulfilled all the Scripture that's prior to His coming. And there are some things that are not fulfilled. I believe with all my heart they're not fulfilled. Now, He can fulfill them at a very rapid pace. I understand that. But He'll come back according, like He said, just like He told the woman women at the tomb. The angel said, He's not here, for He is risen, as He said. And as He said, He will come back again, and then there will be a judgment seat. When all the saints get home, there will be a judgment seat there, and rewards will be passed out at that time. And Paul said, not only me, but all those who love His appearing. That's right after the rapture. Where? It's called the judgment seat, for all the saints will be judged. It's called the judgment seat, or the bema seat. When will that be? Right after the rapture. And, of course, the where is in heaven, where God the Father sits upon the throne. And then the how. How will the saints be judged? I guess the best scripture to describe that would be here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 11 through verse number 15. He said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as the fire. Now, as we read that, it's talking about the saints of God, those who've had the foundation laid in their soul. And after you've been saved, you need to build on that foundation. And there's two ways that man can build, or two things. You can build with good things or bad things. You can build with enduring things or things that's only temporal. For instance, he said, man build up on that foundation, verse 12, gold, silver, and precious stones. That's one group of metals that has an enduring value. And then also there's wood, hay, and stubble. Those things will be burned up. Because it said every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to be made clear. It's going to be made bare. It's going to be opened up. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now remember, this is the place where the judgment seat is. Only the saints are going to be there. These works have nothing to do with heaven or hell. These works are to determine the rewards that will be passed out. So the man's works are going to be tried. And he says then, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. In other words, if he's built the enduring things, such as precious stone, gold, and silver, and this is only type, it's talking about things that's enduring value, the things of the Lord. The thing, and when fire comes, and fire is a symbol of judgment, in other words, it's not talking about hell here, but it's a symbol of judgment. And whenever the fire test comes, that gold, precious stone, and silver, all that's going to happen to those is that the dross will be burned off of it, and they'll be purified, and they'll endure, they'll stand. And it says, great, if they abide, he shall receive a reward. Now, I don't know all about the rewards. I know there's many crowns mentioned. I don't know all about the things about that. But listen, there'll be not any gloating over, look what I've got at that time. You'll be thankful for what the Lord's done for you, and how He saved you, and how He brought you through, and how He did what He said. And then you'll cast back those crowns at the feet of Jesus. Revelation chapter number 4 and 5 talks about that there, especially number chapter 4, where the elders cast back the crowns at the feet of Jesus. And there, that's the saints in heaven that will do that. We'll cast back our crowns at His feet because He's worthy. He's worthy. But the man will receive a reward. Now, that's the how to be judged. But also, Verse 15 said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, he's talking about wood, hay, and stubble. If you build upon the foundation of Jesus, things that's temporal. Wood, hay, and stubble represents things that will burn by fire. When judgment comes, those works that's not has does not have enduring quality will be, in other words, they will not abide. They'll not stand, and the Bible says you'll suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, it's eternal security here. Man's been saved, and I don't believe there'll be as many in this group as there will be in the other group of the gold, precious stone, and silver, but there is that possibility, and the thing about it is, his works will be burned, but he himself will be saved, yet so as by fire. He's going to make it. He's going to make it because he's already got it made if he's been saved. Now, there's a warning, tells us over in the book of 2 John, verse number 8. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. In other words, be careful, because you can take in a one-night stand and lose everything you've built for the Lord, and you don't need to do that. He said, don't lose those things. Don't lose out and let them go aside. Don't lose your reward in this life he's talking about. And so, therefore, we're warned about that. Of course, we're also told in the book of Romans, chapter number 14, verse number 11 and 12, he said, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And then he says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And the us is talking about the saints in the church, in the saints at Rome, and whom the book of Romans is written to. We're going to give an account of ourselves. Mama can't do it for you. The preacher can't do it for you. You're going to have to give an account of yourself. And as you stand before God, you're going to be judged. Your works are going to come into play, not to determine heaven or hell, because that's already been settled at the point the Holy Ghost worked repentance in you and produced faith so that you could repent and believe. At that point, you had eternal life, and works had nothing to do with it. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, Ephesians 2:9 says. But we will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Where will it be? It will be at the judgment seat, called the Bema seat. When will it be? It'll be right after the rapture. How will we be judged? By our works. If we've had enduring quality or gold, precious stone, and silver, and type, then it'll stand the test, the fire test, and great will be our reward, and we'll cast them back at the feet of Jesus. But if we have wood, hay, and stubble, then our works will be burned, and the reward will pass away. We'll suffer loss, but we'll be saved forevermore and live with Him. But the thing about it is that that's how we'll be judged, at the judgment seat of Christ. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.